Hello, welcome to
Bad Trip Reports.
I'm Jonathan.
And I'm Amanda.
And we're the band Corbu. Today's trip is called
You're in the Floor.
And it comes from the world of Salvia. This trip was submitted to us by our friend AV. And you can submit a trip to us by going to badtripreports.com and filling out the form and letting us know what happened. And
spare no detail.
For AV's trip, he took one bowl of 20X salvia. And I'm going to read it to you in his words. He says, I'd like to start with a little background on my experience with psychedelics. In my teenage years and beyond, I've experimented with various substances, mainly using psilocybin and LSD, but I've also had incredible experiences with DXM and mescaline. I've taken LSD upwards of 60 times and psilocybin about 30 times. Most of my experiences have been fairly low dose, with the exception of a few high dose experiences with psilocybin. I'd recently moved from a Maryland suburb to New York City, where I was living with my wife in Brooklyn. Having just moved there, I didn't have any connections at the time to purchase cannabis and had been dabbling with legal botanicals like kava and kratom. In my tireless research discovering new botanicals, I came across Salvia divinorum. I started watching some of those train wreck YouTube videos where kids were fishing out on high doses. It seemed absolutely bizarre and, quite frankly, pointless. However, my curiosity didn't stop there. I thought that possibly they were taking way too much of the substance, as typical kids will do, and so they weren't getting the benefits that I had read about. I purchased a book on salvia called Sage Spirit and was obsessed with trying this for myself. In the book, I had read that, much like with classic psychedelics, one would experience complete ego loss. Not only that, but you could experience music in a similar way to LSD or psilocybin, the ability to see music and experience it in a very profound way. The book talked mostly about using salvia in the traditional way, chewing the fresh leaves of the plant and slowly slipping into a meditative state. I searched tirelessly for fresh leaves, but I couldn't find any. There were seeds available to grow your own plant and small plants for sale, but I didn't want to wait to grow a mature plant that would be strong enough to have an effect, so I just purchased some dry leaf material. Judging from the YouTube videos, I knew that I didn't want to go right for the 120X, so I went for a far less potent version of 20X. Just a note here, salvia comes in, I don't totally understand the scale, but salvia comes in scales of strength. So it's like 5X, 10X, 20X, 120X, which are somehow multipliers, I guess, of strength. Anyway, so he went for 20X. Once I received the package in the mail, I thought I would explain the substance to my wife. She knows that I like to experiment with psychedelics, and needless to say, she wasn't thrilled. I explained that I needed a sitter, someone to watch me and make sure I don't do anything stupid or fall down and hurt myself. She reluctantly agreed. I remember being in good spirits and was very excited to embark on this journey. To calm my nerves a bit, I drank 2 12-ounce light beers and began to get the room set up. I put a few extra pillows on the couch and on the floor in front, moved the coffee table away from the couch in case I flopped down on the ground. I prepared my wife once again and told her not to worry, but this might get weird. She glances over at me with a side eye and shakes her head. That was a green enough light for me. I grabbed my little bag of 20X and packed up a bowl, probably containing less than half a gram. Got comfy on the couch, took one large draw from the pipe, and held it in as long as I could. I distinctly remember it tasting like I had just smoked a piece of plastic or a bicycle tire. The onset was incredibly rapid, and I started to feel a tingling sensation all over my body. It felt like I was being cooked to a slow boil, starting in my lungs, moving quickly to my arms, legs, and forehead. I was staring straight ahead at a white wall and could see a fractal-like tunnel spiraling towards me. It continued to spiral and grow, and it completely enveloped the room and everything I could see. It was as if a big top circus tent was installed in my living room. The terror began when the tent rapidly started to shrink. The colorful nylon was now stretching tightly on my skin. The weight of it was more powerful than gravity, and it was as if hot wax had been poured all over me. I dropped to my knees and was frantically trying to remove the tightly stretched nylon to no avail. I felt short of breath and I was in a complete panic, thinking something went wrong and I was dying. The tent continued to pull me down to the floor and I was now face down in my living room. I vaguely remember hearing someone scream, "What are you doing? You're in the floor." I had no choice but to succumb to the powerful force that was controlling my body. The tent continued to force me downward as I was gasping for air. The last thing I remember was melting into the hardwood floor. My entire being had completely merged with it. I was now part of the flooring in our living room. As terrifying as the experience was, I had finally reached total bliss at that moment because there was nothing left to fight. My ego and sense of self was dissolved. I snapped out of the trance, waking up to that beautiful hardwood floor, my wife, and our lovely apartment. The first thing I said was, "Oh, that's what that does." I had experienced ego loss from psilocybin, but it was a much more gradual thing. All of this happened in under a minute and lasted maybe 3 or 4 minutes, or so it seems in hindsight. My wife was scared and quite upset, and I realized that she was the one that screamed in horror as she saw me fall to the floor. I still have that small bag of salvia to this day. I only occasionally dabble with it in very small amounts, and have had great experiences with it since then. Even at 20x, this is a very potent herb, and I don't recommend starting at that level. I also know that you never want to upset the sage spirit by drinking alcohol. It's a horrendous mix. As difficult as the experience was at the time, I look back on it and marvel about the power of this substance. So on our forum, on our badtripreports.com, we ask, "What did you learn?" And he responded, he learned that salvia is an incredibly powerful dissociative and psychedelic. And would he recommend it to others? He said, maybe. So it's like a sideways circus tent that came out of the wall, spiraling, grabbed him.
I thought it came from the ceiling.
Well, he said it was a spiral out of the wall, I thought.
Oh, I don't remember.
Well, we'll go back. We'll check it out.
After that.
Anyway, we'll figure it out after this brief message from our sponsor, Corbu. Us. Okay, so yeah, it looks like the circus tent did come out of the wall, spiraling out of the wall, enveloped him, and then sucked in on him, skin tight, and then dragged him into the floor. So that's a very common, this is actually a very gentle salvia experience, I think, as much as it doesn't sound fun. Because, the gravity thing of salvia is a pretty common theme in a lot of trip reports. People feel incredible gravity. They feel like they're being sucked down, sucked into the earth, etc. But at least it didn't stretch him or do anything else that terribly painful to him. So it seems like a fun first time.
I mean, at least it's fast. And it's interesting that he has experienced it in lower doses and it's been great. I wonder what that's like. I'd be curious to ask, actually.
Yeah, I'd like to know about the experiences from the lower doses.
Let us know.
And again, everybody, submit your trip reports to badtripreports.com.
So we can read them and talk about them. Tune in every Wednesday on Twitch where we premiere these Bad Trip Reports. And we also play music, write music, hang out, talk with friends, play with friends, write songs, you name it. That's where we are Wednesday night. Come be a part of it with us. Also, check out my playlist on Spotify called Trip Support. It's a great playlist for your come up, and I have used it on myself and my friends when I trip sit. It's a very upbeat, chill playlist that just eases you in and helps you not have a bad trip, hopefully.
There's a link to the playlist at badtripreports.com. Please subscribe to this podcast and give it a review, and we hope to see you soon. Submit your bad trips and listen to the Bad Trip Reports soundtrack by Corbu at badtripreports.com.